Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome on into the Wolverine.com podcast. Clayton Safey here with Chris Ballas and Anthony Broom. Michigan football season is over, but we're still working here. Offseason is in full swing, guys. It feels like every other minute there's a guy either declaring for the draft or in the transfer portal. We saw Sean Nua, defensive line coach, leave to USC. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We're also monitoring Jim Harbaugh's situation, something we were talking about right after the Ohio State game, that he deserved a raise and that he was probably going to get it. Looks like that's going to be the case. At the same time, probably want some other assurances as well. So, Chris, I just kind of want to throw the floor to you. You had a couple updates, but the most recent one on Wednesday night. Doesn't sound like anything's changed since then. There's some confidence that some things are going to get done and Michigan's going to push forward. What's the latest? How much you want to share?
Yeah, they want it done by Sunday or early next week at the latest. A lot of boosters are very interested, obviously, and they have a say. These are the ones that sign checks and help with the NIL stuff and everything else. So a deal has not been reached. There have been reports, I believe, on that, but nothing has changed. They are close. They are close and they are together on a lot of points, but a couple sticking points that have to be worked out. Contrary to popular belief, NIL cannot be figured into a contract because it is against state laws and I think university or NCAA laws as well. Ha ha ha, right? NCAA rules. But that is something that they're going to have to follow. So, and then there's about the use of the Nike logo and the Jordan logo and everything else. The kids are going to be able to allowed to use those, but there's sticking points on the Block M. And they would probably have to pay for the right to use that at least a little bit if they wanted to do that. But it sounds like uniforms will be okay going forward. So, but more than anything, Jim Harbaugh wants to keep his staff intact and strengthen his staff. And it sounds like they will be given more money to hire a few more people. In addition, they will get some more money for their assistants. They've already lost one in Sean Nua. We wrote about that a week ago, too, that other teams were interested in him, not just as a D-line coach, but as a coordinator. He ended up being the D-line coach at USC, which we'll talk about in a minute. But the most important thing to him, I think, is not about his money, and he's proven that by giving away some of his bonus money, but getting the staff the money that they deserve and keeping them together because, like he said, this is the beginning of something he thinks is going to be pretty special.
Yeah, and the thing, too, with the NFL stuff, I mean, we've seen the reports. I mean, the reports have come from you, too, Chris, where the Raiders are willing to offer Jim, I think, up to $12 million. I never really got the sense that it was going to be about outbidding him. It was just going to be what was fair not only for him, but for the staff, for the resources. Let's be honest. I mean, that was last Friday night was a little bit sobering in that you saw that there's still another level that you need to reach as a program. And in order to do that, you need the resources to do so. So, you know, it seems like things are trending in the right direction. We always have, it seems like these 1 to 2 weeks of whispers and rumors every single year, but it certainly seems like everything's sort of coming to a head and there's not, you know, we're not firing up anything on the back end to prepare for a coaching search or anything like that. It's more of a, it seems to me like it's more of a when, not if. So
that's correct.
Yeah. And I think that's first of all, it feels like Groundhog Day in that respect. I mean, all of what last December and January, we were in a similar spot kind of waiting on this type of stuff, but obviously a different situation, right? He's going to get a pay bump this time. And I think what both of you guys touched on is important in this because I think he was like, hey, if I'm going to get us to the Final Four, right? If I'm going to get us to the college football playoff, well, I want to be able to go there and win. And, you know, if we're going to get there and win those games, we're going to have to change a couple things up. One, like you said, Chris, the assistant coaching salary pool, which is the easiest thing to do. You got to keep the guys. If you have this great staff that he was able to assemble last year, which he did, the guys you want to keep, you want to, you know, have the resources to be able to keep them. And then when you talk about NIL can't be in a contract, obviously, but you know, talking about the licensing stuff, the copyright things where, hey, he's going to fight for his guys. Remember the video back in fall camp when one of the regents was speaking to the team and then Jim went over and was like, hey, what do you think about the whole Block M thing? And the whole team went crazy. So that's obviously been something that he's been interested in ever since NIL passed. So I think it's more so now hey, he's going to get a raise because he deserves it. And also, well, we're at this stage now in college football. We've reached that level, and we want to put it over the top. And I think that's just some of these things that he wants in this deal, or maybe not even can't be written in, but can be things that they talk about at the table. He wants to make sure those get done so he can, you know, take this thing even higher.
And he's got the leverage now. Last year he had no leverage coming off a 2-4 season. And so he can put it out there, or whoever can put it out there. And they're not just putting it out there to put it out there. Jim loves the Raiders organization and always has. The Raiders have always loved him. That's where he got his start from, Al Davis. And he quotes him all the time. And he said that was the guy. That was my guy. It's way back in what, 2003, 2004, I think it was. So at the same time, he loves it at Michigan. And you know he does. And you could see it on his face this year. I couldn't have said the same thing last year when it got really ugly and you had guys – I think it was Ronnie Bell who said we couldn't stand to be around each other. And you could see it, AB and Clayton, you could see it that these guys didn't like each other and there was a chemistry issue. This year was a completely different thing. And you can see that Jim Harbaugh has been rejuvenated. That's what we said needed to happen for Michigan to reach its peak again. And boy, they got every bit out of their talent this year, in my opinion. 12-2, what a fantastic year. They'll probably finish number three. So, but it's not just about getting there. It's about staying there and competing with Ohio State on an annual basis and making the playoff every couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, as the Big Ten champion is going to do most of the time. And I would imagine that the playoff will get expanded, but that's another argument for another day. But in my opinion, this is really, like he said, it's the beginning. And like we said, when it broke, when we said it a couple weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, about the Raiders thing, that it sounded like the beginning, of course, of a contract negotiation. So and we do expect it to get done next week. And there will be other NFL teams that come calling, make no mistake, if this thing doesn't get wrapped up quickly. Michigan's boosters and the administration, they know that.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say about the NFL rumors, too, is that, like, you never hear him rumored for, like, the Jacksonville Jaguars or, you know, one of these piddly organizations.
Well, Trent Baalke's like, there. They got Trent Baalke as a GM.
Throwing the example out there. But it's always, like, so he gets to start with the Raiders. And, like, Jim Harbaugh is inherently just a football man through and through. So if the Chicago Bears, for instance, came calling, like, that's a, you know, channeling Mike Ditka and all those old teams, and obviously a team he used to play for. Like, you normally only hear the teams that, like, he either has a tie to or has a great respect for. So I don't want to say this has all just been a leverage play. Like, I would tend to believe that these teams are calling and they're willing to offer a ton, but it certainly does help as leverage. And like I said, I think it's in Michigan's best interest on all fronts to get it done sooner rather than later. I mean, we've seen, you know, without going too deep into the past, we've seen what happens when phone calls go unanswered or things get dragged out a little bit. Weird things can happen. So hope that this thing gets done. You know, there's a lot of work to do still. I think if Jim Harbaugh felt that Michigan had tapped out its potential, maybe we're having a different conversation, but I don't think he feels that way. And I don't feel that way. I mean, there's still a lot that you can attack and get after and get better at. This doesn't have to be the storybook dream season. It truly can be the beginning of something that can be sustainable here.
Yeah, I think that's a great point too on the organizations that get rumored, right? He's not searching for just any job. I want to leave Ann Arbor. It's, you know, the Bears drafted him. He played there for 6-7 years. And then the Raiders obviously got his start there. As we
and talked
then
the about. Lions.
Yeah. Hey, I would take him as a Lions.
I'm sure you would. Yeah. You'd fit right in too. No experience. And, you know, hey, 25 years old, go get it, kid. See what they might offer you the job.
Well, I was talking about I would take him as my coach as a Lion.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd take the Lions' job. I got you. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess Dan I would Campbell, take it too.
Dan Campbell cold called the Lions into interviewing him. So, that's Clay, true. You might have a shot there if you did decide to pivot away from digital media. So,
that's a good point. Let's talk about Sean Nua quickly before we talk about some of the roster movement. But, you know, as you said, Chris, you know, the rumblings about other teams looking at him. He did a good job this year. He also had 2 first-round draft picks on the edges. I thought he did a really nice job developing Mozzie Smith and Chris Hinton, guys that took a big step forward this year as well. So it's a sting in that sense. But Jim Harbaugh's done a really good job over the years, at least I think, of replacing some assistant coaches. We saw it this past offseason with basically all 6 of those hires that he made. And even the guys that he decided to retain, including Sean Nua, turned out to be really the right moves. And this is one of the better staffs now in the country. I think there's a sting there. It depends on who they bring in. Ryan Osborne is the name everybody's talking about as well. Defensive analyst who could step in, does a really good job recruiting. GA at Mississippi State in Florida, before taking over at UT Martin as the defensive line coach before coming to Michigan. So he's got some experience. He's kind of one of those young grinder rising type guys in the business. What do you think about potential replacements and the sting factor of Nua leaving?
It was funny because when we asked about Sean Nua was working with the defensive tackles, and we asked Chris Hutchinson, Aiden's dad, all right, who's the guy that's been working with Aiden? And he said, well, he can only do so much on the field. He said, but Ryan Osborne's the guy that had the biggest impact on him. And it wasn't Nua coaching those guys. I mean, I'm sure he had a say, but he did a great job too with guys like Mike Morris and Chris Jenkins, who came on and provided some key minutes. And he's going to have to provide a lot more next year, guys, with Chris Hinton leaving. So him and Mozzie Smith, I think, can do a good job there. Jenkins, not a huge guy, but he's quicker. I think he's going to be pretty good. So in my opinion, it's going to be Osborne, and I think it's kind of a no-brainer. He's got Aiden Hutchinson's backing, and he said what he did for me was unbelievable. And he said, I think at some point, he's been a hands-on guy before, right? And there, I don't know how much he could work with them on the field. I know that people were saying that he was, and he got in trouble for it, so on and so forth, which was quickly, they quickly stopped it, maybe a secondary violation or something like that. But he is the logical replacement, in my opinion. And I think he would have left for UConn or somewhere else if Jim Harbaugh hadn't said, hey, look, we're going to have room for you. And I'm not saying he forced Sean Nua out. I do think Sean Nua is probably more comfortable on the West Coast, honestly. And I don't think he was a great recruiter. I think he was a better recruiter than given credit for at times. But and he had he was defensive line coach of the year, right? If I'm not mistaken. So,
yep.
Yeah, exactly. So good for him. And I wish him all the best because he's a quality guy. And I hope he kills it wherever he goes.
Yeah, I'm on board with all that. Also, I joked with Clayton about this earlier, but it will also press conferences will have a lot less of the term fricking in it now that Sean Nua is no longer in Ann Arbor. I thought he did a really nice job. Those first 2 years that he was here, it seemed like, I don't want to say he was a non-factor, but the growth just wasn't where it needed to be. I mean, they needed guys like Chris Hinton and Mozzie Smith to step up probably a little bit earlier than they did. But, that also kind of goes back to how they recruited the position under Don Brown, where they were taking, these 240-pound defensive ends from the East Coast and trying to beef them up or throwing Ben Mason in the trenches there. So I did a good job this year. Again, guy that, money talks, and there's a lot of money going around at USC right now, given that they are investing in Lincoln Riley. And that's the Pac-12 is kind of a black hole right now. And that's a program that really has a shot to take advantage of that. So I don't hold that against him at all. The one thing I will say about Osborne, I agree with you, Chris, in that I feel like it's kind of the logical just step up. Jim Harbaugh's kind of created like just a hierarchy of guys where someone leaves, this guy steps in, someone moves on, whatever. I would hope that in a new Jim Harbaugh deal, when it's coming with more money for assistants, I would hope that you would at least maybe put some feelers out there and make some calls to some other guys around the country, because you can throw a lot of money around too if what happens is what we think it's going to happen. So I would make some other calls. You never know who you could get. I mean, I don't know if many people thought that Mike Hart would end up at Michigan last year. There have been hires like that in the past. So I would probably call around a little bit, but you can't, given all the feedback we've heard about Osborne and how recruits have spoken about him, how players have spoken about him, stuff we've heard behind the scenes. If he was the guy, I don't think that's a bad hire at all. And it would fit right in with kind of what the DNA of this defensive coaching staff has been.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's worth looking around as well. It would be somewhat of a risk to take a guy who only has a year or two of on-field experience. He's worked with edge guys for a long time, both of his GA duties. He's worked with some really good edge guys, Montez Sweat at Mississippi State and some others at Florida. But, maybe look at if you can get a proven commodity, especially, like you said, if you're going to raise that pool. So Aiden Hutchinson, David Ajabo gone. It makes the job a lot harder for whoever takes that defensive line job. We also saw Daylon Baldwin head to the NFL. Chris Hinton as well on the defensive line go to the NFL, which was the biggest shock. Five transfers out so far as of this recording. There could be one in 2 seconds right now if we checked our phone, potentially. That's just kind of the way things are going right now in college football. But nothing's really shocked me on the transfer side of things. Like I said, Hinton was a surprise. Baldwin, the situation there was probably a little bit different. I think he was planning on coming for 1 year anyway and taking a shot at the NFL. That's a mutual thing. They've got to get down to 85 scholarships this year. Didn't have to this past year with guys taking extra years. Your guys' thoughts on the roster and how things are shaking out? Obviously, there'll be some more announcements here in the days to come.
Yeah, there'll be a surprise or two. Maybe on the offensive side of the ball, keep your eyes open. It's going to be interesting. We'll have some more on that in the fort at thewolverine.com. But keep your eyes open. I'm surprised Hassan Haskins hasn't announced yet, to be honest with you, because we've heard that one's a done deal for a long time. But we do know that they are working hard on NIL stuff to try to get some guys to stay, Dax Hill being one of them. Maybe Hassan Haskins is another one. And maybe they can say, hey, you know, you want a guaranteed $1 million bucks? Here's, you know, we've got NIL stuff lined up for you. You get to stay, make your money, more than you would make in your rookie year in the NFL, and you get to come back and try to protect your championship, win another championship, and repeat. So we'll see. I'm not expecting it, but we'll see what happens. Vince Gray is a guy who was talking about leaving after the Orange Bowl. If I were him, I'd probably reconsider that and say, hey, come on back and maybe get some NIL money here. That was a tough game for him, unfortunately. Yeah, he'd played well for much of the year. It just wasn't meant to be. So, and there will always be others, guys. It's just the nature of the business now. You talk about transfers in and out. Guys, Darian Green Warren was no surprise. Andre Seldon was no surprise. We could have told you in the middle of the year those guys would be likely to go. I was really happy to hear that Kalel Mullings, we broke the news that Kalel Mullings will be back, accepted into the Ross Business School. So he's not going anywhere. This kid cares about his education, and hopefully he can get to the point where he contributes. Josh Ross, I thought that was interesting because we'd heard from people very close to him that he was probably leaving. And then after the game, he told Doug Carr, he says, I haven't decided yet. So he's still thinking about it, but there'll be others. So be it. It's like Bill Parcells always told our Doug Skeen, doesn't matter who comes and goes. Every team is different every year, even if it's one or two guys. So they're going to have a lot. They're not going to be able to replicate last year, but they're going to have the cultures in place, in my opinion, to have another nice year.
Yeah, I don't know how binding an arrangement it is, but I know Hassan Haskins did accept a Senior Bowl invite, so I don't know what goes into that.
I think you can get out of it, but
I do too. If you can renege on that as long as you haven't signed with an agent or something.
Yeah, Jim Nagy's a Michigan guy. They would figure it out if there was a way to do that. But yeah, not really. The only one I'm legitimately surprised by so far was Chris Hinton. That's you guys know I keep a pretty close eye on mock drafts and player rankings and things like that. And not that that carries a whole lot of, speaking of Jim Nagy, I brought that up to him before and he's like, none of that means anything this time of year. But regardless, I like to keep tabs on that stuff. I haven't seen Chris Hinton pop up on any of that. So, if you're ready to go, you're ready to go. I'm never going to disparage someone who takes a shot on themselves. I don't know if maybe Sean Newell leaving had something to do with that, but regardless, he's gone. We certainly weren't surprised to see Anthony Solomon go, was recruited to play the Viper in that previous defense. The cornerbacks, all the guys that left, they didn't see the field this year. We hadn't heard anything about them. So these guys want to play. And with this transfer portal exploding the way it has, there's a lot of movement that takes place. And Michigan is going to be part of that in years that it doesn't fare well and in years where they go to the college football playoff. It's just kind of the way it is. Dan Villari, I can't say is too surprising. He was like the 3A, 3B backup to Cade and JJ this year. Michigan's bringing in two quarterbacks in this upcoming class. So, again, guys just want to play, especially when you have the DNA at that type of position, like quarterback, where you just want to get out there and make a difference. There'll be a spot for all these guys somewhere. No other really. It seems like we're still waiting on Dax Hill. I don't, none of the departures, I don't know. Josh Ross hasn't popped up on a lot of draft stuff either. So maybe coming back for another year isn't the worst thing in the world. But other than Dax Hill, I can't, like you said, Chris, this team's going to be different next year, but a lot of these guys are coming back and the DNA is going to be different. How it looks different. But we're kind of just waiting on that Dax Hill shoe to drop here.
In that vein, I loved what Aiden said after the game, talking about how he was already in that locker room talking to some of the guys who he knows are going to be the leaders on next year's team and telling them, hey, this is what needs to be done and, follow this mold and, keep your head up. This is just the beginning. I love to hear that as well, because as you guys said, it's a different team. The leaders are gone. In many cases, you still have Cade McNamara and some other leaders returning on this team, but you have a little bit of that trickle down. Chris, you talk about it with Skeen all the time, how it's that thing where you're an underclassman, You watch how the older guys do it. They win a championship, and then you go from there, and you're able to do it when it's your turn. So I thought that was really encouraging. Last thing real quick, we talk about transfer portal out, and I know Michigan doesn't get many transfers in, but for me, that thing starts on the defensive line, both at edge specifically, D-tackle, especially now with Chris Hinton leaving. I think you could look at a safety. I would look at potentially a big running back like they did with the Arizona State kid as well a couple weeks ago who ended up going to Ohio State as a linebacker. Where do things start for you guys in the transfer portal if you're Michigan? Because we know Jim Harbaugh said on signing day they're thin in both the defensive backfield right now, especially after losing a few of these depth guys, and then also at edge, which he flat out, you know, admitted. Where would you guys start in the portal?
Right there. You nailed it. And they will. And the hard part, of course, being that it's not the mid-year guys that generally get in. Classes have to transfer, so it's usually the freshmen, you know, who can afford to lose a couple classes, or grad transfers like Oluwatimi, I believe is how you pronounce it, from Virginia. So you're a little bit more limited at Michigan, and so be it. That's just the way it is. But getting Olu in there is a huge deal on offense. I think that was the one area where you're saying, okay, where can we get some help? You found it. I think every other position you're looking pretty darn good, and the offense is probably going to be asked to carry a little more of the load this year, guys. But on defense, yeah, another defensive tackle. I think Mike Morris can add a little more weight to his frame and play inside a little more. Chris Jenkins coming on helps, and if Mozzie Smith stays back, that's a good trio. Let's see what happens with Donovan Jeter. He's got another year of eligibility left, and who knows? Maybe they bring him back.
He's never leaving.
He's never leaving. The guy's been here for 8 years, and Jim Harbaugh says he still hasn't played his best football, but he's looking for him to play. You know, he says he's still got another gear that he can reach, so maybe it's next year as a ninth-year senior. So, but defensive ends, absolutely. You know, Braden McGregor didn't play a whole lot. I guess TJ Guy's in the mix. Taylor Upshaw coming back helps, but he's more of a run-stopping guy, not really a pass rusher, in my opinion. So that's where you have to start. And I think the defensive backfield as well, that wouldn't hurt. Who's the Northwestern safety? I guess he's probably leaning towards Notre Dame.
Yeah, Brandon Joseph. So he's taken one visit so far to Notre Dame, and talking to people that cover Notre Dame, it sounds like they feel like it's going to be done by the weekend. So
right, and that's fine.
He's a stud, though.
He is a stud. And Michigan's got some young talent there, but one more defensive back, I think, wouldn't hurt either.
Here, Chris, what was the line from Animal House? 7 years of college down the drain.
Exactly. Or we can go Tommy Boy. Yeah, a lot of people go to college for 7 years. Yeah, they're called doctors. So that's okay. And we're not talking on Donovan Jeter, who is doing a great job.
No. It's just caught the reference there. Totally lost my train of thought. Edge. It starts at edge. I mean, there were times where guys like Jalen Harrell and even TJ Guy late in the year kind of came in and he did some things, but you don't have anyone that's like, it seems like when Michigan has had this lineage of pass rushers, there's always kind of been like that next guy in line. I don't see that with what they have now. So edge is certainly something I would attack, really just the front seven in general. Even if Ross comes back, I'm not crazy about their depth at linebacker. Or their size or their athletic, really just linebacker in general, size, athleticism. I think it's an unfair comparison, but when you watch a guy like N'Kobe Dean run across the field to make a play, like that's what you need now. And they don't really have that. And maybe there's some things. The one thing I'll say about McDonald is that I think what you can do, what he is able to do, and something that he was at the forefront of with the Ravens was they will adapt based on their personnel. Like this defense will look different next year based on what they feel like they're good at. Probably wouldn't say they'd scrap it, go back to the drawing board, but it'll be, hey, what are you guys good at? What do we want to be? So those meetings will take place, but anything in the front seven, I think is something they should go after. With Olu, I think they might have the best. I mean, as good as Andrew Vistard has played this year, they got a Remington Award caliber guy there. I mean, that's on paper, that's an upgrade. And on paper, it gives you what could be, you know, one of the best interior offensive lines in college football. So that's huge for next year, especially if you're looking to dip in the portal to get one of those power run guys that'll get you a tough yard, or we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I'm with you. I think most of their positions of need will be on defense. I don't think I would really do much with the offense at all. I don't think they need to really dip in for anything. They're deep at most positions outside of running back. That unit's going to have to carry a lot of the load next year, but I do feel like, defensively there's a lot of guys in the portal now. So you talked about how it's tougher to bring guys into Michigan, given what some of the restrictions are. there's a lot more guys in there than there have been. So there's going to be a fit somewhere. If nothing else, just as another body. So we'll see how they attack that. You would hope that they're able to add some pieces somewhere. There's a lot of work to do, but it is also January 6th as we record today. So a lot of time to figure it all out.
It's a good point. It off season is in full swing very, very quickly. As we found out earlier on this week and throughout the week. Good stuff, fellas. We'll continue to monitor, of course, the Jim Harbaugh situation, all the roster movement, all the assistant coach potential movement, keeping guys, whatnot, extensions, all of that at thewolverine.com. $1 gets you an entire year. That deal will not last forever, so do that right now. $1 at thewolverine.com.